presents Dangerously Yours, a half hour of romance and adventure starring Victor Jory in Monsieur Beaucaire. You know, more and more millions of people are using Vicks Vatrinol nose drops to relieve distress of head colds, benefit by their experience. And now, Dangerously Yours.
I am adventure. In my name, men have traversed the highways, the byways, the skyways of the world. I am the fire that burns in the heart of youth, that makes men dream and dare and conquer. I am dangerously yours. They follow me to the English court in the early 18th century. Meet that daring, impudent Frenchman who risked his neck many times over to win a rose and to win the heart of his lady, Monsieur Beaucaire.
Your Highness, His Majesty is in the throne room. He would like to see you immediately.
Very well, Henri. I'll go at once. Yes, Father?
Philippe, I have been thinking about you.
Yes, Father.
You are 33 years old. You are the Prince of the Realm. And at this time, you had a wife. I have been duly considering all the available princesses, and I have decided that you are to marry your cousin, the Princess Henriette.
Well, now, Father, it grieves me deeply to have to go against you in anything. But I don't happen to want to marry my cousin, Henriette.
I wasn't aware, sir, that I'd asked you what you wanted.
Don't you think you should ask?
No, because you never have the good taste to want what I want. Why don't you want to marry your cousin?
I don't love her.
Now, that's just about the silly kind of answer I would expect from you. What on earth do you want?
I want to choose my wife. I want someone who is beautiful and witty and charming and clever. I want someone who is honest and courageous and straightforward and trustworthy. I want someone who will love me and only me, and who will love me without knowing who I am or what I am.
My boy, such a woman never lived. You might as well face that fact and marry your cousin Henriette.
No, sir, I won't do it. I positively will not marry Henriette.
Parbleu, you will do as I say.
Parbleu, I won't.
Well, then, sir, you will pay a little visit to our prison at Vincennes, and you will stay in prison until you make up your mind to marry Henriette.
I'll never marry Henriette.
You will start for Vincennes tonight.
I'll never marry Henriette.
Let's rest our mounts for a moment.
You know, gentlemen, I do not have much wish to go to prison, so I think I'll leave you here.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Well, come on, after him. We can't just let him ride away.
Oh, he's a much better horseman than any of us, and a much better swordsman. Why get all hot and steaming with a chase and a fight? It's much simpler to go back and tell the king he escaped.
Well, Pierre, will you do it? Will you let me travel to England with you?
Oh, Your Highness, you put me in a very unhappy spot.
I've got to get out of France at once. If I don't, my father's going to put me in prison.
But to suggest that you accompany me as my barber. My barber, I just don't like it. What do you know about barbering in the first place?
I've been observing barbers for some time now. There's nothing to it at all. Nothing to it at all. You'll see that I will bring about some changes in that beard of yours.
Now, you see, I'm very fond of that beard, and I'm not going to have you tampering with it.
You forget yourself, Molyneux.
No. Suppose I refuse to take you with me to England.
Then I will order you to take me.
I am not a happy man. Why do you want to go to England anyhow? I'm just going to take the sun at Bath. You'll find it very dull.
Bath? Dull? Why, there's gambling there and dancing and beautiful ladies. And there, I may find that which I seek.
May I take the liberty of asking just what it is that you do seek, Your Highness?
I seek a lady as beautiful as the morning. As beautiful as...
A lady, eh? What lady? Oh, what's her name? Does she have a title?
I don't know her name. But her title might be Cinderella.
Molyneux, you wonderful, handsome Molyneux.
Don't shout so. You'll have everyone up here to see what's wrong.
What is wrong? I found her. I knew it the moment I saw her. She had a red rose in her hand, and she was riding by in her carriage, and she dropped the rose when she saw me, and when I returned it, I touched her hand for a moment. Oh, Molyneux, she's so lovely, so beautiful, so charming. Hand me those scissors. I will trim your beard while I tell you about
it. You trimmed my beard yesterday. It really doesn't need it.
Doesn't need it. Molyneux, I don't want you to have a hair out of place. I want everyone in Bath to say, oh, what a magnificent barber is that Monsieur Beaucaire.
But my beard keeps getting less and less. I really don't want a trim.
I order you to sit down.
Yes, Your Highness. I am not a happy man. This is supposed to be a vacation for me.
I've found out her name already. It is Lady Mary Carlyle.
Oh, you cut off such a big hunk.
Don't squirm so. I might accidentally cut off your nose.
I really don't need a trim.
If you don't sit still, I'll have you beheaded. And that will end your entire problem.
Yes, Your Highness.
Now then, Molyneux, how can you fix it for me to meet Lady Mary?
I cannot. You just don't introduce your barber to high-born ladies.
You don't, huh? Well, I'm not going to make a fellow countryman commit a social error. I'll tell you what you do. Suppose you invite the Duke of Winterset to your rooms tonight for a game of cards.
I don't like the Duke. Why should I invite him in for a game?
Well, I've heard the Duke is very intimate with Lady Mary Carlyle. So I've just decided that he shall have the honor of introducing me.
Oh, my beard!
You're too vain about that beard, Molyneux. If you're not good, I may cut it off altogether.
Oh.
Yes, the Duke shall have the honor of introducing us.
You can't seriously think he'll introduce a barber to his friends.
Well, I'm told the Duke cheats at cards. If he cheats me, he will introduce me, but not as a barber. I shall become a Duke for the purpose. The Duke of, Chateaurien.
Winterset is no child, Your Highness. You're flirting with danger.
I like to flirt with danger. I love it. It's the wine and the sauce, the salt and the stew.
A soft spot in the head.
Well, that's enough trimming for this afternoon. Go, hurry, run on those little fat feet and tell the Duke of Winterset that your barber is the most fabulous gambler in France, and that a game with him might prove most interesting. Go now, scat.
Oh, what has happened to my holiday shouldn't happen to a pig.
Will you shuffle, Monsieur Le Duc?
Thank you. Cut.
No, thank you.
What's happened to your beard, Molyneux? It's a different shape every day.
It changes with the mood of my barber.
Monsieur Le Duc, pardon, but one of the cards seems to be missing.
One of the cards missing? Well, that's impossible.
You will pardon me if I remove it from your sleeve. Voila, monsieur. This will make quite a story when it gets out.
You'll make no story of this book here. If I have to kill you to make sure of it.
Take your hand off your sword, monsieur, and look around.
Oh.
Ah, permit me to introduce my good friends, Francois, Henri, Albert, Charles, and Gaston. Also, permit me to point out that they are armed. You're in a little trouble, Monsieur Le Duc.
How much do you want?
Money does not interest me. I want something that will not hurt you as much. And if you will not do it for me...
Murder?
Oh, no, monsieur. Only disgrace.
Why, you scurvy footboy. You greasy barber. You stable boy. Born in a stable.
Is it not an honor to be born where the Duke of Winterset must have been bred?
Do you think a soul in Bath would take your word that I attempted to cheat you?
They would take the word of my master, Molyneux.
You'd pass that word about, Molyneux?
Yes.
What do you want of me?
I want to be presented to society as the Duke of Chateaurien. And I also want to meet the lovely Lady Mary Carlyle.
Lady Mary, may I present His Grace, the Duke of Chateaurien. Your Grace, Lady Mary Carlyle.
I kneel at the feet of such beauty.
You're very kind.
Would you grant me the honor of this dance?
The pleasure is mine, Your Grace.
I've dreamed of this moment for so long a time, and now that it's here and you're in my arms, I don't even know what to say. And there's so much that I should say.
What do you want to say?
Oh, my dear. If I were to tell you, you'd slap my face and run away.
I know very little about the French, although I've heard of their gallantries. And now, I see why.
If I told you that I loved you, What would you say?
I'd say you couldn't possibly know. We English are practical people, Your Grace.
Surely not about love. Who can be practical about love?
If a lady were not practical about you, Monsieur le Duc, she might very easily get her heart broken.
Oh, don't be practical about me. I'll not break your heart, but I'll try very hard to take it away from you.
I'm not sure you can. You see, I'm waiting for someone very special.
What kind of a someone?
Oh, someone who is straightforward, who never says anything he does not mean. Someone who can be trusted. And of course, he must be very handsome. And he must love me very much.
I think I know just the man for you.
Is his name Monsieur le Duc de Chateaurien?
No, not his real name.
And what might his real name be, Monsieur le Duc?
His real name might be...
Prince Charming? You must tell me about him sometime.
Sometime, I will. You are leaving the ball now?
Yes, it is late, and I'm a little tired. My carriage is waiting.
Look at that moon, Lady Mary. By tomorrow night, it'll be in its prime. Will you go driving with me?
I'm supposed to attend a dinner. And in any case, it would not be proper.
You're English and I'm French. What is proper in my country may not be in yours. In my country, if you refused to come, that would mean there was no hope for me at all. And I would not try to see you again.
I will try to change my engagement. If you would care to call about 8?
I will be there. My lady.
Yes, Your Grace.
I ask a favor. May I have that small red rose you wear in your hair?
What would that mean in your country?
The same as it means in yours. Will you give it to me?
It is yours. And now, good night.
Thank you, my lady. Be careful of my heart, won't you? You see, you're taking it home with you tonight. Please, don't break it.
Good night, Your Grace. Goodbye. Until tomorrow.
I see you have a rose, Monsieur Barber.
Yes, I have a rose.
The rose will be dead before morning, and so may be the barber.
Are you threatening me?
I have intended for some time to make Lady Mary Carlyle my wife. I don't intend to change my plans.
I have the same intention, and I don't have any idea of changing my plans.
Do you think you can marry her and keep her from finding out that you're a barber?
No.
Do you think her ladyship would marry a barber?
I think she would if she loved him. I mean to find out.
At the risk of personal disgrace, at any risk, I will keep you from seeing her again.
At any risk, I will see her again.
Well then, monsieur, I'm afraid I shall have to kill you.
Sorry, Winterset, I don't have time right now. I must get some rest. I have an engagement with Lady Mary tomorrow night, and I want to be at my best.
I'm warning you.
No, do your worst, Winterset. Let's see how much of a blackguard you really can be. Step carefully, getting into the carriage, m'lady. Here, permit me to help you.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Now then, we're on our way.
All right, men, we'll follow them into the country. We'll let them get about 2 miles out of town, and then we'll take care of Monsieur Le Barber. We must keep out of sight until we're ready for the kill. Come, after them!
You know, folks, how your head sometimes stuffs up at night and makes breathing so difficult it's mighty hard to get to sleep. Now, the next time you're bothered with this transient congestion at bedtime, just put a few drops of Vicks Vatronol in each nostril. Then feel this specialized medication start to open up the clogged nasal passages and make breathing easier. What grand relief it brings. Vatronol is so effective because it's expressly designed not only to help relieve local congestion, but reduce irritating dryness, too. In this way, it invites restful sleep. Try Vatronol tonight if you're troubled with nasal stuffiness, and notice how fast breathing becomes easier. Remember, too, that Vatronol is equally effective to relieve distress of head colds. So if you're sniffling and sneezing, just use a few drops of Vatrinol. Follow directions in the folder. Vicks Vatrinol Nose Drops. And now, the second act of Monsieur Beaucaire, starring Victor Jory.
Stop for a moment. And look at the ocean in the moonlight, no?
Very well. But you aren't looking at the moon or the ocean.
You are more beautiful.
Compliments roll so smoothly from your tongue, Monsieur le Duc. One could wish you did not say them quite so glibly.
Compliments are the result of honest emotion. What I feel I can express strongly and quickly because I have no doubt about my feelings. I'm not a schoolboy stammering over his first love. I'm a man looking at my last love.
How clear it is tonight.
Yes. On nights like this, I used to go out alone and sit by the sea and dream about a girl like you. Makes me a little homesick tonight for France. Oh, Lady Mary, you will love my country. And they'll love you in my country. If we were there tonight, we'd find a carnival and ride in a carousel and drink champagne and laugh. And later, I would take you on the top of the highest hill I could find, and I would say, that is my kingdom down there, and now it's yours, if you will but put your hand in mine. Mary, look at me. Why do you turn away?
Because suddenly I want to believe you. Suddenly my heart wants to believe you. And my mind says no. My mind says, be cautious. He is a stranger. Don't let yourself be misled.
Will you marry me?
I don't know.
Do you love me?
I think perhaps I do. I'm not sure. How can I be sure? I've known you so short a time.
You can be sure. You can be sure if your heart grows warm when you look at me. And you can be sure if time goes singing by when we're together and drags by when we're not. And you can be sure you'll love me if there's both peace and fire in your heart when you hear me say, I love you.
Then I think it must be so.
My dearest.
My dearest.
There's something I must tell you. There's something I must ask you. If I were not what I seem, if I were not the Duc de Chateaurien, would it make any difference? It seems almost insulting to ask you, but I must know.
You are not the Duc de Chateaurien? Then who are you?
A man who loves you.
Listen, I hear horsemen. I wonder who they are.
Yes, I think I know who they are. I must get out of the carriage. I trust my own men are near.
Who are they? Who are you? What is wrong?
My darling, listen to me. If I live tonight, I'll take you to France and you shall be my queen. And if I die, I'll count my life well lost for this one hour.
What is wrong? Who are you?
Kill the robber!
Kill the robber!
Don't let him escape!
Kill him! Kill the robber!
Let the first man who wants to fight step forward.
Kill him! Very close! Don't give him any quarter!
If I must fight five men, then I'll fight five!
Come, the lady. Let me take you away from here.
Wait a sec. What does this mean? Why don't you defend him?
Defend him? You think that dog of a Beaucaire, a common barber, those are my first men that are killing him. I led them here.
You led them here? Why? What is this all about?
Step aside, they'll trample you down.
See how he fights, he's magnificent. Have you ever seen such swordsmanship?
Winterson, why are you not fighting?
I don't fight with barbers, monsieur.
Take that, my friend. And that. There's more bloodshed with the five of you than I have shed. And you, my ugly friend, I don't care for your face.
Two of them down. Of blood the man can fight. Get him, men. Get him. I want him strung up.
I disarmed him.
Good. Bring him here.
Where are the Duke's men? Dear God in heaven, where are his men?
He is no Duke. He's a barber. A common barber.
A barber? Oh, no.
There he is, my lady. Barber to Monsieur Molyneux.
Oh, no. I cannot believe it.
François.
Yeah.
A moi.
François.
Well done, my friends. You were almost too late. Monsieur le Duc, You had better tend to your accomplices. Some of them seem to be in pain. I'm sorry not to be able to oblige you by dying, but I have different plans.
Is it true that you are a barber and nothing more?
Would that make a difference to you?
You surely could not expect me to marry a barber.
I thought you would marry whomever you loved. I thought you were different from all the other ladies in the world. I see now. I was mistaken. Forgive me for the assumption. Francois, I need help, Francois.
Oh, Signor, your coat is red with blood.
Winterset, will you take me home?
With pleasure, milady. We'll meet again, barber, unless you get out of town immediately. I'm not through with you yet.
Drive on, Winterson. This has all made me a little faint.
Farewell, my lady.
Francois, sometimes a red rose comes very high. But the rose she gave me seemed more beautiful than it has turned out to be. Help me home, Francois.
Monsieur Molyneux, may I please see Monsieur Beaucaire?
He's in the garden resting. Haven't you done enough to him?
Please, let me see him. I know he despises me. But there is something I must say to him.
I don't like you, my lady. And I'll do nothing to help you see Monsieur Beaucaire. Ever since he met you, his barbary has gone right out of the window. I've almost lost my entire beard. You're ruining his profession.
You won't take me to him?
I will not. But can't help it if you push your way past me and go around to the garden on your own.
Thank you. Monsieur Beaucaire.
Oh. Good afternoon, your ladyship.
I know you don't want to see me, but I have to come.
I won't be able to talk to you long. I have some affairs to settle, and I'm leaving for France tomorrow.
A few weeks ago, you and I rode out along the sea, and you said, if I would put my hand in yours, you would give me a kingdom. Do you remember?
That you would not care for a barber's kingdom.
I think I would. I know I would.
Why, Mary.
If I've always thought that titles were important, forgive me. I've learned better. Just say I had a bad bringing up. I've had a lot of weeks to think this over, and I know it doesn't matter whether you're a duke or a barber, because the only kingdom I really want is in your arms, and the only title I really want is the title Madame Beaucaire.
Oh, my dearest, my darling, my sweet.
I love you. That's the only important thing in the whole world to me. I love you so much.
You shall be Madame Beaucaire. And Monsieur Beaucaire is a very lucky man.
Monseigneur, that beast of a Winterset is on his way over here with a whole party of gentlemen from the court. Francois just brought word.
I shall be ready for them.
Can't we end this masquerade? I swear what's left of my beard is turning white.
We can end the masquerade. It's no longer necessary. I've found my Cinderella.
There he is, the impudent scoundrel.
Let's finish him this time.
Gentlemen, hear me before you offer an outrage. You will repent all your lives and plunge your country into war.
Ah, Monsieur le Duc, you always appear well flanked with men. You never risk meeting me alone, do you?
Do you expect me to fight a cutthroat with bare hands?
I think one does not expect Monsieur to fight anybody. Do you think I would fight you? I would gladly fight almost anyone in the world, but I would not soil my hands with a lying sneak.
Stop his lying mouth!
Anyone who thinks he can stop me, step forward. Oh, really, Winterset? This is getting a little tiresome. You're always forcing me to fight when I'm not in the mood.
Your Highness, my prince, please say no more.
Your Highness? My prince?
My prince? What prince is this? What kind of talk is this?
Winterset, you forfeited all honor in this place. You play cards with me and cheat. And then on condition I do not expose you, you introduce me as de Chateaubriand. You introduce me at the cost of your honor and then betray me to redeem it. You are a liar, a card shark, a coward.
I'll know the true name of the man that dares bring such a charge.
Tell him, Molyneux. I think it's time he knows. But make it as short as possible.
Permit me to have the honor of presenting to you His Royal Highness, Prince Louis-Philippe de Valois, Le Duc d'Orléans, Duc de Chartres, Duc de Nemours, Duc de Montpensier, Count de Beaujolais, First Prince of the Blood Royal, First Peer of France, Lieutenant General of Infantry, Governor of Dauphine, Knight of the Golden Fleece, Grand Master of the Order of Notre Dame, of Mount Carmel, and of St. Lazarus in Jerusalem, and son of His Most Christian Majesty, the King of France.
Mon Dieu, what a memory.
The Prince shall hear from me. Within the hour.
What gentleman will carry your message, Winterset? Whoever will shall receive a little beating from Francois. And now, may I introduce to this company the lady who has promised to be my wife.
But I promised to marry Monsieur Beaucaire.
I am Beaucaire in my heart. And in my heart, you will always be Madame Beaucaire.
My seigneur, my prince, by your leave... I have been a good friend, have I not?
That you have, Molyneux?
Have I not served you, obeyed you, suffered for you, worried over you?
You've done all those things.
Then may I ask one favor in return?
Ask. It shall be granted.
May I be your barber just for a month? I can see room for improvement in your beard.
Molyneux, if that's what you want, it shall be granted. But consider all the trouble masquerading as a barber got me
into. On second thought, I withdraw the request.
On the other hand, look at the joy it brought me.
I think I'll just take my holiday now. Though, if you don't mind, goodbye, Monsieur Beaucaire. May I wish you great happiness.
Thank you very much. I have great happiness. Now that I've found Madame Beaucaire...
Ladies, it's a fact that today many, many women are throwing away their youthful charm, fading before their time, simply because they fail to live sensibly and get enough of certain indispensable vitamins and iron. Now, don't you pay that penalty. Don't be guilty of throwing away your natural youthfulness. Just live sensibly and take Vitamins Plus once each day. You see, Vitamins Plus gives you full protective amounts of all the certain indispensable vitamins and iron that you must have to feel and look as young, as vital and alive as you should. So make it your health charm routine. Vitamins Plus, just once each day.
I am Adventure. Next week, come with me to the South in the days of Lincoln and Lee, when the Union almost split into two nations. Meet one of the most colorful, dashing figures of the war between the states, in the Ballad of Hughie Stewart. Until next week, then, I am dangerously yours.
Our script was written by Gene Holloway from the story Monsieur Beaucaire by Booth Tarkington. Dangerously Yours was directed by Richard Sandville. Lady Mary was played by Joan Wetmore. Molyneux by Jackson Beck. Music for the series is under the direction of Mark Warnow. Be sure and listen in again next week when Vix presents Dangerously Yours, starring Victor Jory. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.